The following segment on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by OIC Tax Services at 800-695-3010.
And now, stay tuned for the most exciting, new, sexy radio show on the planet. The Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. Now, for those of you wondering why my name and voice sound familiar, well, that's because for over two decades, I owned the largest law firm of its kind in the country, and I did a lot of commentary on Fox and CNN and even the Today Show. Yep, that's the same Today Show that fired Matt Lauer, NBC's favorite anchor, for sexual harassment. All right, as many of you know, the rocket man in North Korea, he was at it again last week when he tested his 23rd missile launch since our president took office. Yep, that crazy dictator in North Korea launched his 23rd missile in only the past 11 months, which means, in my opinion, we have zero chance of any real diplomacy with North Korea, which is why I respectfully disagree with our country's Secretary of State, Mr. Rex Tillerson. I mean, how can you, Mr. Tillerson, actually believe that we have any chance whatsoever of resolving our nuclear differences with North Korea in a diplomatic manner when Kim Jong-un is totally and completely insane, which is evidenced by the 23rd missile that went higher and longer than any previous missile launched? Because based on everything I've read, can somebody please tell me how diplomacy with North Korea is possible when their ruthless leader is a mere weeks, if not months, away from having an intercontinental ballistic missile that is capable of striking our great country with a nuclear warhead attached? Now, based on his latest test, we know the missile can reach America, but what we still don't know is if it can reach us with a nuclear warhead attached. But what are we waiting for? Like, are we just going to sit around here and see if he can reach us with a nuclear warhead? Because if that happens, World War III is coming, and here's why. You see, our so-called allies over there in China and Russia, they're doing absolutely nothing to stop North Korea's rocket man from ultimately nuking you, me, South Korea, Japan, and any other country for that matter. So unless China or Russia gets involved immediately, World War III is absolutely not a movie that you and I are going to see at a movie theater, because there's not going to be any more movie theaters left in America. In fact, there is not going to be an America anymore, which includes the idiots in Congress. That's why I cannot understand why you, Russia, aren't helping us. I mean, are you, Putin, really that stupid? Or are you in no hurry to deal with us and help us with our North Korea serious problem? Because you, Russia, you've got a long love affair with North Korea, which is evidenced by all of the money you gave them in the 80s and 90s. Or maybe you, Mr. Putin, you're mad at us for the sanctions that are forthcoming against you for meddling with the 2016 election. Now, speaking of implementing those sanctions, you know, against Russia for meddling with our election, do you realize that President Trump's administration missed its deadline to implement sanctions against Russia? In fact, what I got to tell you is this bill was overwhelmingly approved by Congress 97-2, which, let's face it, it's a miracle, because Congress, you can't agree on anything, which is pathetic. Now, remember, these sanctions and this bill was a direct punishment for what Russia did in our election. So I know that our president is sensitive about this issue, but the bottom line is, we need your help, Russia. Now, as for China, I honestly thought that President Trump and his counterpart over there in China, I thought they had an excellent dialogue and bromance when President Trump was in China. In fact, I thought the number one priority for President Trump while he was in China was to get immediate help from the Chinese. But the thing is, the more that I think about China actually helping us with North Korea, the more I think about the Sacramento Kings winning a championship in my lifetime, which I'm sorry, it's never going to happen. So why should any of us think that the Chinese were willing to help us when that crazy man in North Korea gives the Chinese so much money? I mean, do you realize that China is North Korea's most important trading partner and main source of food and energy? I mean, let's be real here. I know that people in North Korea are starving, but China is helping sustain Kim Jong-un's regime and obviously is historically opposed to any type of international sanctions on North Korea. And who can blame China for not wanting North Korea's regime to collapse? Because if North Korea's regime collapses, let me tell you something, there's going to be an international refugee influx across China's 870-mile border. So I'm telling you right now, China, the war is coming to your backyard and you got a lot to lose. Now, I realize that North Korea's nuclear tests and ongoing missile launches aimed at bolstering their nuclear capabilities, I know that's complicating their relationship with Beijing. But listen to me, what you need to know is that money talks. And I just don't see China doing anything to help us, which is shocking to me, especially since World War III is coming to your backyard, China. So where does that leave us, the greatest country in the world? Because if China doesn't stop North Korea from building an intercontinental ballistic missile capable of nuking you, me, and millions of people, I'm telling you right now, we are going to see the end of the world as we know it. I'm talking sheer panic and utter chaos. And what about Hawaii? Aloha, Hawaii. I freaking love you, which is one of the greatest places in the world. I mean, did you hear that the state of Hawaii is actually bringing back its Cold War era nuclear warning sirens amid fears of a nuclear war? I mean, can you imagine being on your honeymoon in Hawaii? Hey, honey, let's have a Mai Tai and do a dance to that nuclear siren that we could hear in the background. I mean, are you kidding me? I love Hawaii. Bottom line is, I wouldn't mind surfing at grannies or S-turns or guardrails, eh, Mike? If in fact it's the end of the world. You see, I just don't believe that our president is going to have any other choice but to nuke North Korea within the next couple of months. Because my question is pretty simple for you this morning. How in the world can our president allow you, North Korea, to build a missile that's capable of annihilating our country? Think about that. Because this isn't Texas Hold'em, which means you can't allow your opponent sitting at the table to hit on the river and knock you out, which is exactly what North Korea is doing if we give them enough time to build a missile that is capable of annihilating us. Now, I realize that many of you, including my mom and a lot of dear friends, will respectfully disagree with me because you want diplomacy. You want more sanctions. You want more cyber security stuff done. Maybe you even want some espionage. However, regardless of what your opinion is, the issue is still the same this morning. Our president cannot wait for the rocket man to build a bomb that is capable of destroying you, me, and America. Or worse, you need to hear what I'm saying. We cannot wait for the rocket man to build a bunch of nuclear bombs and sell them to our enemies like Iran, Syria, ISIS, or some other crazy lunatic in the Middle East. Because I'm telling you right now, North Korea having a bunch of nukes is an awful concept that is going to happen. It's inevitable. So China, how can you sit idle and not do a damn thing? I mean, if you, China, don't help, Let me tell you something about the $19 trillion that we have owed to our creditors. You're not going to get a penny, China. Not one penny of that $19 trillion. And for those of you who believe sanctions aren't working, they're not. Because that evil dictator doesn't care about his people. He doesn't care if they starve or have parasites in their stomach. Hey, Mike, I think we need to call Dennis Rodman right now. You know why? We're desperate, man, and we need the help. Because the last time we checked, we've got a military that's struggling down there in the 7th Fleet of Japan, and I'm concerned. Can they really stop the nuke if it's coming? Because if just one of those nukes gets through, I'm telling you right now, it's over. So here's what I encourage you to do today. I encourage you to go to In-N-Out Burger and eat a double-double. And I encourage you to stick around because all that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
We'll be back with more of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show right after this.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll assist you with a setup and give you a free safe to store your gold. Operators are standing by right now to help you. 1-800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-4653. That's 800-200-GOLD.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and like you, I've had plenty of relationship issues, relationship problems, and relationship mistakes because I was a workaholic and I lost sight of what really matters. Now that I'm older, wiser, and single, I highly recommend that you get help and call relationship expert Dr. Maureen Hosier. Listen, if you're unhappy with the relationships in your life or you feel disconnected and numb, you're not alone. You just need some help. So call relationship expert Dr. Maureen Hosier, 310-210-6772. That's 310-210-6772. Dr. Hosier has years of experience helping people live happier and healthier lives, and she can help you too. Do yourself and your loved ones a huge favor and call LA's best relationship doctor, Dr. Maureen Hosier, 310-210-6772. That's 310-210-6772.
Hi, I'm Bob Forsyth with OIC Tax Services, 1-800-695-3010. I'm talking to all you business owners out there about your bookkeeping. Listen, you must have your bookkeeping in line if you're going to run a successful business. We see so many people that don't understand estimated taxes. They put these business expenses down on their Schedule Cs, and wham, they're in trouble with the IRS. You must have your bookkeeping up to date, in compliance, and this will keep you out of any trouble with the IRS or the Franchise Tax Board. Call OIC Tax Services at 1-800-695-3010, 1-800-695-3010. We can handle all of your bookkeeping remotely. You don't even have to come into the office to have us handle this for you. Remember, bookkeeping is the key to a successful small business. Your family deserves a well-run business. Your family deserves peace of mind in knowing that the bookkeeping is taken care of. Call OIC Tax Services at 1-800-695-3010. That's 1-800-695-3010.
The following segment is brought to you by Renee Nielsen, the real estate expert for the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I might be the most excited I've ever been all year. And that is because I'm speaking with Jonathan Rose. As you know, Jonathan Rose is our radio show's gold and precious metals expert. But guess what? He's got a big secret for you today. Good morning, Jonathan, and happy holidays.
Oh, good morning, Ronnie. Happy holidays to you. And I love the festive time. It's always great. I have twins that are 4 years old, so it's also an exciting time of the year for me and definitely keeping me on my toes.
I'll tell you, Jonathan, you are such a blessed man. Children around the holidays, man, that is my favorite joy. So I want to share with you what Jonathan just whispered in my ear. It's huge. Jonathan, everyone knows you as the gold and precious metals expert, but you just told me a secret, and I want you to share the secret with the world.
Well, absolutely, and thank you for giving me a lead up into this, because it really is a subject that's on everyone's lips these days, in the news. What can it be? And folks, you know, you've probably heard the term Bitcoin throw out there quite a lot recently, or cryptocurrencies. Well, we've actually partnered up with some of the industry's leading companies out there, and we're actually now able to offer clients, investors, the ability to purchase cryptocurrencies and hold them within their IRA or 401k. So if you're new to cryptocurrencies, you're probably thinking, you know, what is Bitcoin? People don't still to this day really understand what Bitcoin is. It started off as a peer-to-peer platform, as another form of payment instead of using US dollars. And really, it's evolved from there with what's known as this blockchain technology. And blockchain technology is here to stay, because large banking institutions are now implementing blockchain technology. And really, what is blockchain technology? It's really a more sophisticated level of a ledger. Imagine if you're a bookkeeper, it's an electronic ledger service that really isn't backed or controlled by one person, but it's controlled by user to user. It's a sophisticated process, but the end result is being an explosion in the cryptocurrency world. And people are now buying digital assets that's a decentralized currency, such as Bitcoin, Ethereum, Ripple, Litecoin. And these are also known as initial coin offerings. And as they come onto the market, you'll see the price of them continue to rise. Now, a lot of people may not know what Bitcoin is, but what they have heard is how that had they invested $100 in Bitcoin in 2007, that they'll be worth, they'll be millionaires today. And that's 100% correct. A lot of people say that, you know, Bitcoin is in a bubble and it's just a fad. Well, I'm here to tell you it's not a fad. Is it in a bubble? Well, you could make the same argument for equities markets, because that's been going up, you know, second longest bull run in history. So, you know, we could see some valuations of Bitcoin go up and down, but it's definitely here to stay. And if you haven't done so already, and you want to know, you know, what is Bitcoin? What is this blockchain technology about? How to invest in Bitcoins in your IRAs or 401ks? Then you could actually give us a call today and get our free e-guide, which is the essential starter guide to investing in cryptocurrencies in your IRA or 401k. And they can get that when they just give us a call at 800-200-4653. Again, folks, that's 800-200-4653, and they can learn how to put Bitcoin and digital currencies into their IRA and 401k, and you want to be a part of this.
Now, for those of you just joining us, you seriously need to roll down your window and scream hallelujah. And that is because I have Jonathan Rose in studio talking to you about Bitcoins and cryptocurrency. And Jonathan, you are giving me goosebumps. What I want to know, tell me about the valuations of these Bitcoins. Tell me your thoughts on the future of Bitcoins, because this is revolutionary for IRAs and 401k plans.
It really is. I mean, if you're looking at Bitcoin prices today, you're looking at over $18,000 for a Bitcoin. So, you know, some people may say, well, I can't afford one Bitcoin. You know, you can purchase it in fractional elements too. But the main thing is really understanding how to buy it, because, you know, our gold clients, you know, I've actually fought Bitcoin, investing in Bitcoin for some time. I started following it when it was about $3,000 for Bitcoin. Now it's at $18,000. And I think the tipping point for me last year was, you know, we have lots of people that buy precious metals from us. And then when you've got your 80 plus year old client, that's asking us, how do I invest in Bitcoin? You kind of have to pay attention, because Bitcoin just isn't for millennials. It's really for anybody that wants to get in on the next wave of opportunity out there to make money. Now, in terms of where Bitcoin can go from here and other cryptocurrencies, in my opinion, there's only one way it can go, and that's up. And some of the largest, brightest financial minds out there are saying $40,000 for Bitcoin, $50,000 for Bitcoin. The government has weighed in on Bitcoin and have understood that it's here to stay, and they even want a piece of action on it. And that's why they've let the Chicago Board of Exchange open up futures contracts for these traders to start actually trading it. So this isn't something that's going to be here today, gone tomorrow. In the infancy of Bitcoin, it actually got a lot of bad rap, because it was kind of, people thought, oh, it's just for drug dealers to launder money, or it's payment. And you know what? It got, you know, like George Foreman gave them a left hook and they went down, but they came back up, and it's been evolving and evolving. And it wasn't about the laundering the money or buying, you know, illegal goods online. It's much, much more than that. And it's really kind of taken its own kind of form, and it's evolved. Big banks are using this technology. Traders are trading it. Everybody wants in on Bitcoin. They just don't know how to do it. So we've made it very simple, where if somebody has an IRA, we roll over their IRA, because this, folks, is IRS compliant. The IRS have signed off on this. So you roll over your existing IRA like you do right now, tax-free. We would help that individual set up a new custodian. And then once your funds are liquid, we take you to the exchanges, and then you can actually buy your cryptocurrencies. And whether you're looking for a conservative portfolio, a moderate or aggressive, depending on what your risk tolerance is, you know, the world evolves. And you can either be a part of that, or you can just sit on the sidelines and watch it. And I can tell you right now that I would say that cryptocurrencies is probably going to be one of the most significant changes in our society today, and especially when it comes to investing and being a part of this, what I call the blockchain revolution and the Bitcoin revolution, on holding digital currencies in your IRA, which is already IRS compliant and has been signed off by the IRS, that you are allowed to put cryptocurrencies in your IRA or 401k. Again, if you want more information on this, feel free to call us at 800-200-4653. That's 800-200-4653, and go to our website at cryptowalletira.com.
Wow, Jonathan, you just lit up your unbelievable discussion about cryptocurrencies and Bitcoins. And I got to tell you something. I love change. I love big waves. Everyone who knows me knows that I get on my surfboard and I surf because Eddie would go. Well, you just heard Jonathan, and Jonathan Rose would go, and he's encouraging all of you to consider Bitcoins, especially as it relates to rolling it into your IRAs and 401k plan. Remember, our goal at the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is to educate you and your family on how you can live a better life, live the American dream, and make more money. After all, why shouldn't you make more money when everyone else is? All right, everybody, I know I get crazy when I speak with Jonathan Rose, but I can't help myself. We got a great show for you today. We're going to talk with Dr. Maureen Hosier next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
You're listening to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. We'll be back with more right after this.
Are you one of the 25 million people who snore and have sleep apnea? Or do you have trouble breathing?
I had trouble breathing through my nose to the point where I slept with my mouth open. I couldn't brush my teeth with my mouth closed. In my yoga practice, I couldn't breathe through my nose. And I didn't know if there was anything to fix it other than major nose surgery of some sort. And then I came across Dr. Sadat in Beverly Hills.
Hi, I'm Dr. David Sadat, board certified in sleep medicine and expert in sleep apnea surgery. I can help you stop snoring and treat your sleep apnea so you can finally get a good night's sleep.
Upon meeting Dr. Sadat, he was so warm and just so congenial and a beautiful man. The procedure was a simple 15-minute procedure that was done right there in the office, and immediately felt better as I walked out. I could breathe through both nostrils, and it was literally a life-changing event.
If you want to sleep better, call me, Dr. David Sadat, at 310-247-9090. That's 310-247-9090.
Hello, I'm Robert Forsyth with OIC Tax Services, 1-800-695-3010. It's time with the new administration in Washington to take charge of your life and get the IRS tax issues behind you permanently. Why hire OIC Tax Services? It's simple. So you're treated fairly and you have a professional on your side.
I had some issues and unresolved problems with the IRS. I was actually behind on some owed taxes. If you feel the way that I did, and you're afraid that the IRS is going to come in, garnish your wages, you're losing sleep. Honestly, you can't even think anymore. The best thing I could advise, contact Bob at OIC Tax Services so they can handle this problem for you. I've been working with OIC Tax Services since 2010. Reached out to Bob, and really he's been taking care of it for me since then and continually even today. And it's been phenomenal. It's been great. Really, they came to my rescue.
1-800-695-3010. We're a local Sacramento tax company with years of experience.
Call OIC Tax Services now for your consultation. 1-800-695-3010.
I'm Renee Nielsen, a realtor with nearly a decade of transaction experience. I have even been featured on the hit HGTV show House Hunters. The real estate market is at a point where there is very little inventory right now. It's still a seller's market, and this means you have a better chance for getting multiple offers and above asking price in many cases. If you've been thinking about selling your home, you know how the saying goes, there's no time like the present. When you work with me and my team, we are familiar with multiple markets and trends across California and are so confident in our ability to sell your home. If we can't sell it, we will buy it. That's right, we will buy your home if we cannot sell it. My goal is to get you the price your home is worth within the time frame you want to sell it, and if I can't, I will buy it from you. If you're looking to sell your home, call me today at 833-MY-RE-TEAM. That's 833-697-8326, 833-697-8326, or ReneeNielsen.com.
If you want to be a featured expert on a future segment of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show, in order to share your unique expertise, please call my producer, Mike, at 888-919-4009 to see if you're a good fit for the show. The following segment of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by Megan Reeves at ReevesLoans.com.
Hey, surf is definitely up on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch, and I want to tell you something. I feel so grateful and honored to have Dr. Maureen Hosier in my life. As you know, Dr. Hosier is our relationship expert, and I've got her on the show today to talk with you.
Good morning. Same to you.
Hey, so what I want to talk about, Dr. Hosier, is the other side of the coin. You and I know that most people love the holidays, right? They feel good. They're giving out presents to their loved ones. However, many people are hurting. The holidays is actually time for great grief and sadness. And so I want you to please help me, help those of us that are hurting or feeling grief this time of year. What advice do you have?
Big question, Ronnie. The holidays are hard because there are many emotional triggers. Just like in a relationship, when there are emotional triggers and people are reacting emotionally, then things, that fantasy of that Christmas moment and day just begins to fall apart. It's a time when everybody wants everybody to be like-minded. And it just, in some families, many of their get-togethers are never like-minded, like their early family structure, you know, before when they were children, when they were parents. So it brings, the get-togethers bring up the same relating difficulties that people have had as children. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, Dr. Hosier. And not only does it make sense, it makes me think about what people feel this time of year who are struggling because, unfortunately, as you say, they're not in a like-minded scenario. And now you add the alcohol and you add the crazy. And what do you have in the end? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, what you have in the end is crazy. and something that begins to fall apart. And often quickly, because if your structure remains the same in that holiday moment as your early family relationships, and people aren't aware of that, then it just goes. But if people are aware that that can happen, and what it really takes in a family situation by everybody is a lot of loving and caring. Loving and caring means flexibility. It means not being emotionally reactive like a little kid, really being aware of one's participation. It means letting go of the fantasy of what people would like to have happen and really attempting to be and wanting to be in what is. What is could be a very, very exciting moment for everyone if they can just have loving and caring. They may have love in their family, but loving and caring is a very active word. It has to be going on in the moment, and people must be aware.
You know, Dr. Hosier, I love how you dumb this down for me. And I've spoken with you about my mother and, of course, my ex-partner. I believe in love. And I, like you, want more caring, especially around the holidays. So what should you do if you're at a family environment and it's crazy and people are being emotionally reactive and not flexible? How do you handle that situation?
Oh, Ronnie, probably it's very, very difficult. But if most of us, if we can understand that everybody is separate from us, they're a separate human being. As soon as we want them to be a different person, then we're involved in the interaction. Now, it would be really helpful if people could sit back. Somebody's going off emotionally, that's them. Don't get involved. Now that's a really difficult thing to do, and it may not even work. You're right, it may not work. But it has more chance of working if people don't get involved with the person that's emotionally going off. So you stand by, you're a separate person, you watch it happen, and you listen. Maybe the person has something very important to say and only can say it emotionally. So once that person is done, then others can be reflective about it and think, maybe they have a point. But how about somebody saying, I understand, and then moving forward? Or somebody say, I really love you. I'm so sorry you're so sad. Maybe we could talk about this another time. But caring responses, not those that try to shut people down that don't work or ignore or, those kinds of responses. And the other big thing about these kinds of interactions is alcohol. You can bet when there's alcohol, there's going to be problems.
And that's why I'm so grateful, Dr. Hosier, that I am not a big drinker. I want to elaborate on something you said. I feel so emotional right now. I have tears just rolling down my face because you said something, and that is, what is? I want you to elaborate on what is versus the fantasy of what's in your head, maybe what should be or what you hope it would be. Can you please elaborate on what is rather than people who live in the rearview mirror?
Well, there's both a rearview mirror and there's the, I don't know what you want to call it. You could probably come up with some good words, is looking forward to what you want to be. And those two places are in your head. You're wanting something in your head that involves another person that just can't work. The other person is separate from you. That other person hopefully can be them. Hopefully you can be you. And when there's a conflict or a disagreement or a something that needs to be repaired between the relationship, the two of you can remain in the moment wanting to resolve the issue or determine to resolve it later. And let's move on. Let's not ruin things. Let's you know, figure this out. There are two people, both have needs and feelings. We can, if we want to, and we're not emotionally reactive, we can figure these things out. And I want to listen to you. I want to know what you're feeling. Now, again, it may not be able to happen in that moment, but I would be happy to do it another because I care about you. I do want to do things differently if I am doing something that isn't working for you.
Wow, Dr. Maureen Hosier, you are amazing. I cannot thank you enough for the amazing advice that you give me, that you give my producer, Mike, because based on what I just heard you say, you know what really matters is that you are loved and you are cared for and that you are listened to. So put down the cell phone, man. Put down the beer, put down the eggnog, put away the tequila, and listen to your children and your wife and your girlfriend and your lover and even your dogs. All right, everybody, I know that I get emotional and I get crazy. That's because Dr. Hosier is the best relationship therapist, and I adore her. If you want to improve your relationship, I urge you to go to RonnieDeutschRadio.com and check out our relationship expert, Dr. Maureen Hosier. She wrote an amazing book, and the book is called You'll Do Anything for Him or You'll Do Anything for Her. As you can imagine, I've got an incredible show going on. That's because we're going to talk about that video of the 11-year-old boy who was bullied. 20 million hits later. All that is coming up next on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
You're listening to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. We'll be back with more right after this.
I'm Megan Reeves with Reeves Loans, 888-862-3162. Were you on the fence whether to refinance or purchase a home right now? Well, I have three ways to help you with your decision. First, the rates are the lowest they've been in months. Let's take advantage of that. Second, the debt-to-income is increased, which makes qualifying even easier and allows you to qualify for more home. And last but not least, appraisal waivers may now apply, so we could close a pre-approved purchase in 5 days. With application and documentation, we could pre-approve you in 1 hour. We are here 7 to 7, Monday through Sunday. Call me now at 888-862-3162. 888-862-3162. Call me, Megan Reeves, 888-862-3162.
ReevesLoans.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll assist you with a setup and give you a free safe to store your gold. Operators are standing by right now to help you. 1-800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-4653. That's 800-200-GOLD.
Hello, I'm Robert Forsyth with OIC Tax Services, 1-800-695-3010. It's time with the new administration in Washington to take charge of your life and get the IRS tax issues behind you permanently. Why hire OIC Tax Services? It's simple. So you're treated fairly and you have a professional on your side.
I had some issues and unresolved problems with the IRS. I was actually behind on some owed taxes. If you feel the way that I did, and you're afraid that the IRS is going to come in, garnish your wages, you're losing sleep. Honestly, you can't even think anymore. The best thing I could advise, contact Bob at OIC Tax Services so they can handle this problem for you. I've been working with OIC Tax Services since 2010. Reached out to Bob, and really he's been taking care of it for me since then and continually even today. And it's been phenomenal. It's been great. Really, they came to my rescue.
1-800-695-3010. We're a local Sacramento tax company with years of experience.
Call OIC Tax Services now for your consultation. 1-800-695-3010. And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. And before we get started on this last segment, I want to remind you to go to RonnieDeutschRadio.com to hear any of our previous radio shows or check out our amazing experts. All right, I've got a really big question to ask you this morning. You ready? Do you hate bullies? Because I personally despise bullies, especially bully politicians, bully prosecutors, and bully judges who abuse their positions of power on your dime. And let me tell you something. Our beautiful state of California is riddled with some of the worst bullies on the judicial bench and in the Senate. Now, you know how I feel about incompetent and corrupt politicians, so don't even get me started. However, what I want to talk to you about this morning is that young kid in Tennessee whose bullying video went viral. Because in my opinion, it takes tremendous courage to stand up and tearfully talk about being bullied in school by five very cruel idiot middle school kids, especially when you're being recorded by your mom. Now, I know you've heard the saying that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. You see, that famous saying first appeared in the Christian Reporter way back in 1862, which means it's time to update the phrase to reflect your life and what's really going on in 2017. That's why I made a couple of revisions to this famous saying, and here it goes. You ready? Sticks and stones will break my bones, and your guns and nuclear bombs will kill me. And your mean words can hurt me really badly and might even cause me to kill myself. You see, I like the updated version of that phrase a hell of a lot better than the version that first appeared in the Christian way back in the dinosaur era, 1862. Because the last time I checked, suicide from bullying was the third leading cause of death for our youth, which is sickening, unbelievable, and absolutely disheartening to me. After all, suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem so you don't get a mulligan. I know many of you have seen the video as well, and you've also seen the backlash that Keaton and his mom have received. In fact, Keaton's video was viewed more than 22 million times, and it's just heartbreaking to watch. After all, chances are pretty good that you've been bullied, and your kids have been bullied, and your neighbor's kids have been bullied, and your friend's kids have been bullied, and their kids have been bullied too. Because bullying is a frickin' epidemic in our country, and something needs to change. You see, I believe that bullying is only getting worse in the years ahead unless you and our country changes its rhetoric from that ugly, mean-spirited stuff to loving, kind, and encouraging like you, Mom. I love my mom so much. Not only did Keaton's mom post this video, she also started a GoFundMe page that raised approximately $58,000 to help Keaton and his mom live a better life. After all, Keaton's mom cleans houses and offices for a living.
so she can support her son and put bacon on the table. Listen, my mom worked 3 jobs when I was a kid, and we were so poor we had to collect bottles. So I understand why Keaton's mom did this. And as you can imagine, scores of celebrities and other really good people came to this 11-year-old's defense, with some celebrities even inviting him to movie premieres, football games, basketball games, and baseball games, which is really cool. I want to go on the record right now and invite you, Keaton. Come on out here to California, my treat. I'll take you surfing. Well, the warm, fuzzy feelings, they ended pretty quickly after the video came out, because some people questioned the mother's motive for setting up a GoFundMe account. You see, I personally think setting up a GoFundMe account was a brilliant way to help Keaton and his mom have a better life. After all, this is America, the greatest country in the world, the land of opportunities, and unfortunately, bullies, and corrupt politicians, and corrupt judges, and corrupt senators. Now, as you can imagine, most moms and dads hated what happened to Keaton, as do I. However, most moms and dads didn't like the fact that that GoFundMe account was set up. You see, unfortunately, the controversy for Keaton and his mom, it didn't end there, because critics started questioning Keaton's mom again when racist photos and messages from her Facebook page started making rounds on ugly social media. And as you can imagine, the post reportedly showed Keaton's mom holding a Confederate flag, criticizing those speaking out about racism. So what was really a rallying call to stop bullying is now a witch hunt against this 11-year-old kid, Keaton, and his mom. Hey, man, welcome to America, the land of you're wrong and I'm right. So my question for you this morning is pretty simple. Should Keaton be punished and bullied more by his idiot middle school classmates because his mom may be a bigot? And if Keaton's mom is a bigot, my follow-up question for you is this. Should you and I sit quietly and allow idiot kids to bully other kids if that kid's mom or dad is a bigot? Because if that is the case, I have very bad news for you this morning. We are gonna see 20 to 30 million kids get bullied, which is gonna lead to even higher suicide rates. Now, my point here is pretty obvious. You see, Keaton is an 11-year-old victim of bullying. So you know what he needs? He needs your support. He needs your love. Not backlash and more bullying because his mom might be a bigot. I mean, even if you think the worst of his mother, how can you allow kids to continue to hurt and abuse him or other kids? Because Keaton is just a kid, right? Do you remember what it was like to be 11? Because I do. And when I was 11, you know what I did? I played baseball every day outside at 17146 Goya Street in Granada Hills. And I was the first girl in the entire state of California to play boys little league baseball with studs like you, Jeff Weatherby, you, Phil Lombardi, and you, Paul Oates. You see, I was bullied plenty because I was the only girl playing baseball, and I was really good. In fact, these guys even threw the baseball at my head when I was in the batter's box. My point here is simple. You see, we need to empower children, kids, our youth, to stand up to bullies. So you know what that means? You, moms and dads, you got to put your phone down. You got to turn the cell device off. You got to get off the computer. You know why? Your kids are starving for attention. Your kids need love. They need tenderness. They need support. They need guidance. They need to live their lives by your example. So what kind of person are you? I'm being serious this morning. I know it's a deep topic, but who are you? You see, I despise bullies, as I said at the beginning of this segment, and I hope you do too. However, how can you and I rid our great state, our great country of bullies. We can. It's possible. You, however, have got to change. Yeah, you have to change. You got to watch what you say around your kids. You got to watch what you say around your coworkers. You got to watch what you say around your dogs, man. Because your dogs are listening to you. Your children are listening to you. Your coworkers are listening to you. I mean, look what's going on in this world. We've got a sexual harassment revolution, which means you're being heard. You're being watched. So listen, can you do me a favor? Can you please be kinder to the kids in your life and in your friends' lives as well? All right, the last thing I want to do today is I want to take a minute to congratulate one of my all-time favorite rock and roll bands, and that's you, the Cars, for being elected into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Let the good times roll on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
I was tired. I looked tired. I looked like things were kind of starting to sag a little bit here and there.
Are you tired of seeing wrinkles on your face or crow's feet around your eyes? Do you want to look younger and feel more beautiful? Hi, I'm Dr. David Sadat, board-certified facial plastic surgeon, and I can take years off of your face by getting rid of wrinkles, crow's feet, and deep lines.
Dr. Sadat, when I met him, he was so approachable and so kind, and he had such a good bedside manner that you're immediately comfortable with him. Now, I am a reconstructive plastic surgeon, and I was very impressed that it was very natural-looking, and you couldn't really tell that I had this big procedure.
If you want to get rid of your wrinkles and take years off your face with limited or no downtime, call me, Dr. David Sadat, 310-247-9090.
I'm very, very pleased and very happy with the natural results. That was my big issue, was to not look like I had had work done.
Again, that's 310-247-9090.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and like you, I've had plenty of relationship issues, relationship problems, and relationship mistakes because I was a workaholic and I lost sight of what really matters. Now that I'm older, wiser, and single, I highly recommend that you get help and call relationship expert Dr. Maureen Hosier. Listen, if you're unhappy with the relationships in your life or you feel disconnected and numb, you're not alone. You just need some help. So call relationship expert Dr. Maureen Hosier, 310-210-6772. That's 310-210-6772. Dr. Hosier has years of experience helping people live happier and healthier lives, and she can help you too. Do yourself and your loved ones a huge favor and call LA's best relationship doctor, Dr. Maureen Hosier, 310-210-6772. That's 310-210-6772.
Are you thinking about selling your home and want top dollar? Or do you want to buy a home but are afraid your offer won't get accepted? Then call me, 833-697-3832. As a certified real estate negotiation expert with years of experience, I've been featured on the hit television show HGTV House Hunters series, so I work with some of the best in the business and know how to get your offer accepted. Don't waste your time on real estate websites when you can work with a team of experts who care about you. Call me, 833-697-3832. If you're buying, selling, flipping, or investing and want a smooth transaction, call me, Renee Nielsen, at 833-MY-RE-TEAM. That's 833-697-3832, 833-697-3832, 833-697-3832, or go to ReneeNielsen.com.
If you want to be a featured expert on a future segment of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show, in order to share your unique expertise, please call my producer, Mike, at 888-919-4009 to see if you're a good fit for the show.